We're going to read the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah by Baal HaSulam. We're in item 15. Of course, you can download this article in our website and you can ask questions during the lesson.
Yeah, we've learned that we have will to receive, which developed in four phases. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, other than the first phase, which is called Shosh, the root. So we number it 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. It depends on how you want to count it. But then we have the big will to receive. It can receive the pleasure from the Creator, the upper light that fills it, only on the condition that it does it in order to bestow, just like the Creator wants to bestow to it. It also needs to be in equivalence of form with the Creator. So there is a new vessel here. In other words, the will to receive remains here, the desire. It remains here. But it's not enough, the will to receive. There has to be also a restriction where he restricts himself from receiving and rejects the pleasure, and only when it rejects the pleasure, to the extent it rejects the pleasure, it allows itself to receive. Meaning there's a new condition for receiving, the measure of his rejection. Therefore, we say there's seemingly a new vessel here. That's what Baal HaSulam writes in item 15.
The preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 15. Thus, the new kelim were made in the Potsufim of Kedusha instead of Bchina Daled after Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction. They were made of the Or Chozer of the Zivug Daka in the Masach. Indeed, we should understand this Or Chozer, the reflected light, and how it became a vessel of reception, since initially it was but a rejected light. Thus, it now serves in an opposite role from its own essence. I shall explain that with an allegory from life. Man's nature is to cherish and favor the quality of bestowal, and to despise and loathe reception from one's friend. Hence, when one comes to one's friend's house, and he, the host, invites him for a meal, he, the guest, will decline even if he is very hungry, since in his eyes it is humiliating to receive a gift from his friend. Yet, when his friend sufficiently implores him until it is clear that he would do his friend a big favor by eating, he agrees to eat, as he no longer feels that he is receiving a gift and that his friend is the giver. On the contrary, the guest is the giver, doing his friend a favor by receiving this good from him. Thus you find that although hunger and appetite are vessels of reception designated to eating, and that that person had sufficient hunger and appetite to receive his friend's meal, he still could not taste a thing due to the shame. Yet, as his friend implored him, and he rejected him, new vessels for eating began to form in him, since the power of his friend's pleading and the power of his own rejection, as they finally accumulated into a sufficient amount that turned the measure of reception into a measure of bestowal. In the end, he saw that by eating, he would do a big favor and bring great contentment to his friend by eating. In that state, new vessels of reception to receive his friend's meal were made in him. Now it is considered that his power of rejection has become the essential kli in which to receive the meal, and not the hunger and appetite, although they are actually the usual vessels of reception.
Okay, what shall we do? We will read it again and try to build questions to ask, and not superficially, but to understand and ask questions. Go ahead, Dudi.
Item 15.
Thus, new kelim were made in the potzufim of kedusha instead of b'china daled after tzimtzum aleph. They were made of the or chozer of the zivug daka in the masach. Indeed, we should understand this or chozer and how it became a vessel of reception, since initially it was but a rejected light. Thus, it now serves in an opposite role from its own essence. I shall explain that with an allegory from life. Man's nature is to cherish and favor the quality of bestowal, and to despise and loathe reception from one's friend. Hence, when one comes to one's friend's house, and the host invites him for a meal, the guest will decline, even if he is very hungry, since in his eyes it is humiliating to receive a gift from his friend. Yet, when his friend sufficiently implores him, until it is clear that he would do his friend a big favor by eating, he agrees to eat, as he no longer feels that he is receiving a gift, and that his friend is the giver. On the contrary, the guest is the giver, doing his friend a favor by receiving this good from him. Thus, you find that although the hunger and appetite are vessels of reception designated to eating, and that that person had sufficient hunger and appetite to receive his friend's meal, he still could not taste a thing due to the shame. Yet, as his friend implored him, and he rejected him, new vessels for eating began to form in him. Since the power of his friend's pleading and the power of his own rejection, as they accumulated, finally accumulated into a sufficient amount that turned the measure of reception into a measure of bestowal. In the end, he saw that by eating, he would do a big favor and bring great contentment to his friend by eating. In that state, new vessels of reception to receive his friend's meal were made in him. Now it is considered that his power of rejection has become the essential kli in which to receive the meal, and not the hunger and appetite, although they are actually the usual vessels of reception.
I don't see that many questions. It's good. This is good. Tbilisi?
Yes, Shilot? Tbilisi? Hello?
No questions, Tbilisi?
Скажите, пожалуйста, вот тут в отрывке упрашивает.
Hello, Rav. Tell us, please. Here, in this excerpt, he says that what does it mean in our work when we receive the right amount?
I am in my will to receive. And the creator is the will to bestow. He is the landlord, the host. When do I become a guest? When I come to the host in order to bestow to him, not to just receive from him. So I come to the host ready to restrict myself and not receive anything. The Creator gives me, I don't want to receive anything other than the necessary thing, which is neither condemned nor praised. And so I live, but for my own pleasure, for myself, I don't want to receive anything. Meaning, I want to enjoy life only on the condition that by that I bestow to the Creator. This is what I want to be the source of my pleasure. And I want no other pleasure out of life. This is the meaning of being with the host. So I'm in front of the Creator and I'm telling him, I am not receiving anything. Look at me, I eat, drink, I live, I work, but I came to a state where it is giving me no pleasure. The Creator is telling me, let me tell you a secret. I'm helping you not get any pleasure from life. By that you would come to the group of Nebuch and integrate with them, and you'll hear about how you can delight me and receive new pleasures for yourself. Look how you can do it. You don't want to receive anything from me? Excellent. Great. Now let's do it differently. You will receive not because you want to receive. You will receive in order to delight me. Just like a mother who tells her child, do it for me. Eat for me another spoonful. Do it for me. Do me a favor to mommy. That's how we have to do it towards the Creator. The moment I'm able to think that in my action, I do it only for the Creator and not for myself. This is the meaning of entering restriction. I've placed a condition to myself, on myself, that I enjoy only to delight the Creator. So the first action is to restrict myself and not receive any pleasures. And now, above the restriction, I begin to work with him. How much can I receive above the restriction, meaning allow myself to enjoy in order to bestow contentment to the Creator? It's certain that I enjoy from bestowing to him. Those are new flavors in food or something. It's a totally different taste. I begin to feel flavors that are much greater than when I am actually eating. Let's say I visited the Queen of England and she would give me, I don't know what, she could give me some oatmeal. Some porridge. So, how much would I enjoy from it to the extent that she's great in my eyes and I receive from her, that porridge would acquire a greater, better taste according to the greatness of the queen in my eyes. So I need to perform a new calculation here, pretty complex one. Maybe for myself, I would have eaten half a pound of porridge. But now, because I'm doing it to give contentment to the queen, I have to check to delight her. Maybe I'll eat only a few ounces. And so we enter a new calculation, which is only in order to bestow to the Creator. But when I bestow to the Creator, what do I gain out of that? I gain the knowledge of the Creator. I raise myself from the degree of the beast in this world to the degree of Adam, Dome, the one who is similar to the Creator. And this is my great profit. That's why Baal Sulam says, and I'm reading item 15. Hence, they became new vessels. They were not, after the first restriction, they became vessels of bestowal. What does it mean, vessels of bestowal? That they receive with the intention to bestow, with the calculation of who they are bestowing to and how much pleasure they get from bestowal. Since they were made from the zivug of the reflected light with the screen, and we should understand how it became a vessel of reception. It rejects. How come? Because it rejects, it refuses to receive, and it is used in an opposite role than its original role. It does not receive, he rejects. And I'll explain to you with an allegory from this life. So man's nature is to cherish and favor the quality of bestowal and to despise and love the reception. We have to come to it. Since this is how we are now, if we don't want to receive anything and only to bestow. So when he comes to one's friend and the host, his friend, invites him for a meal, then even if he's very hungry, he will refuse to eat. Regardless of how hungry he is, shame and other calculations are greater than the feeling, the sensation of hunger, because it is humiliating to receive a gift from his friend. Are we in that? We should ask. Yet when his friend sufficiently implores him until it is clear that from above down, until it becomes clear to him, to the receiver, that he will do his friend a big favor by eating, then he agrees to eat. Only then. I mean, if the Creator is pushing and pushing and imploring, receive, and I don't want to, I refuse. It's clear that it's not that I don't want to receive. I'm dying of hunger, but even more important to me is to give contentment to the Creator. You understand the struggle that's in me right now. Then he stops feeling himself as a receiver of a gift and his friend as a bestower, but on the contrary, he is the one who bestows and gives this favor to his friend by eating. And you find that the hunger and the appetite, although they are actually, they were the vessels of reception, but he had enough of vessels to receive from his friend. He was very hungry. Nevertheless, he couldn't taste anything as a result of the shame, since he wanted to reach bestowal and not reception. He would be truly ashamed. But when his friend implores him and he rejected him, the host implores and he refuses. Then, specifically by rejecting the pleas of the host, through these mutual actions, new vessels for eating begin to form in him. Since the power of his friend's pleading and the powers of his own rejection, as they accumulated, finally they accumulate into a sufficient amount that turns the measure of reception into a measure of bestowal. This is truly after a serious struggle between the host and the guest, or between two friends, where one implores with the other and he refuses to receive. In spite of the friend's pleading, so by refusing and refusing, then he begins to feel that there's a third thing that is born in him that wasn't there before. It means that they are added to a sufficient measure that invert the measure of reception into a measure of bestowal. Where does it come to him? From the imploring of the host and the refusal of the guest. Until he can see that he will bring his friend great contentment by eating. In that state, new vessels of reception to receive his friend's meal were made in him, and it's considered that his power of rejection has become the essential clay in which to receive the meal, and not the hunger and appetite, although they are actually the usual vessels of reception. They never leave him, they remain. Okay, let's answer questions quickly.
Доброе утро, Раф. У меня такой вопрос. Малхут мир бесконечности.
Good morning, Rav. My question is about Malchut of Olam Ein Sof. It felt the creator as the giver, and it felt itself as the receiver. And beyond that, it felt Zeranpin. And we don't feel ourselves to be the giver. So on what basis will the recognition of evil come to us? Or how should we develop the feeling of the Creator as a giver?
When you begin to relate to what you receive around the world, you begin to feel this example on you. Start and you will see. But start seriously when you are in front of the Creator and you want to receive nothing of the world before you are making this calculation with Him. Calculation with the Creator. Germany.
Question. How can I?
Good morning, Rav.
Bestowal is the intention. It refers to something outside of me. How can I grasp that? Question. How can I attain the measure of bestowal in the intention?
You can attain the intention of bestowal only if we do as the guest does. He rejects everything in his life, and he wants to make a calculation on it with the Creator. Tel Aviv.
The transition from shame to enjoying it at this moment.
It's all through a game with the host. Ramata.
Что мы наслаждаем товарища, это вот как я могу измерять и предлагать.
Now overcoming when we give pleasure to a friend. How can I enjoy bestowal rather than reception? Transform my vessels.
Through the entire process, go through it and you'll be able to measure it. Me and the Creator, and what I want and what I don't want, from that I come to the right calculation. Ita 4.
Good morning, Leilami. In the first paragraph, Balasunalam writes, thus new kalim were made in the parts of Fim of Kedusha instead of Behina Dalet after the Tzimtzum Aleph. Is this original Behina Dalit completely abandoned forever? Or is it supposed to be used in the future?
Bechina Dalet tamid asura leshimush b'mida.
Bechina Dalet is always prohibited from receiving because it is the great will to receive. And after the first restriction, it cannot be used. Period. We can never use Bechina Dalet except for this world when we seemingly use it. That's why it's called the imaginary world. In this world, we have no calculation. This was given to us so we would be able to exist here in order to rise to the spiritual world. And in the spiritual world, we make the calculations as written here.
Thank you, Rav. Is the pleasure when you give contentment to the Creator felt in a different vessel than the will to receive?
The pleasure is felt in the reflected light, a new vessel, not in my will to receive, but in my will to bestow. When I eat the porridge and I enjoy the porridge in order to give contentment to the Creator, I don't enjoy the porridge in my vessel, which is my intestines. Rather, I enjoy it from performing spiritual action in a spiritual vessel. Baltic 3.
Good morning, Rav. When you reach connection with the Creator, does the Kli choose it? Is it his choice or it's pressure from above like Zivug from Agdaka?
The calculation makes a calculation of how much to bestow to the Creator. The vessel is doing the calculation, is participating in all the decisions and the actions. New York 4.
Is there any reception in spirituality?
There is no reception without bestowal in spirituality, only to receive in order to bestow. Spirituality is entirely in order to bestow. Turkey 3.
Turkey 3.
Sevgili Rav, şunu sormak istiyorum. Nasıl bu reddedişi sadece hayır demekten öte sürekli dönüştürebilirim?
Hayra, Vahdet is asking, how can I refuse this will to receive continuously? How can I refuse this will to receive continuously?
I can refuse my will to receive and resist it only to the extent that the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the group will be greater than my own greatness. I have to work on it, but only on that condition. There is a very simple math here. This is greater than this, or this is less than this. That's it. If this is more important, then I work for the Creator. If I am more important, then I work for myself. And I can't change anything. I have to work on the greatness of the Creator in my eyes until I come to a state where everything will truly be in order to bestow to Him. Okay, Mark 2.
How can we feel the Creator's pressure to give?
You can feel the Creator's pressure to give by living in this world, and we're constantly under pressure. All the pressure we feel in this life, each and every moment, is the pressure of the Creator for us to reach bestowal, to reach a spiritual degree.
Baltia 1.
Baltic 1.
В десятке мы видим, насколько трудно сделать какие-то действия.
We see in the ten how difficult it is to perform actions that are related to bestowal. But even harder than that is to receive something from the friends. And here it says that the landlord implores, it convinces. How can we convince to receive?
The Creator does all sorts of things. If we pay attention, if we try to do what's written here, we'll begin to advance towards the Creator, understand how He's talking to us, how He implores us, pressures us, how we can respond to Him. We'll understand. We have to begin to implement this excerpt. Friends, I have to stop. Nothing to do. Where is info?
Info. Tatsilu.
Info, save us.
Hello, friends. So today we're gonna get news from dissemination from Europe. The friends, the teachers in Europe met this week to start working together on a campaign of intro lectures online in order to start bringing new students to the different courses. So let's wish our friends good luck so they can do it in a successful way. Now we're going to zoom in into different activities. Please.
Добрый день, Рав, добрый день, мировой кли. Меня зовут Гвида, я из Латвии. Наша группа является частью теплой.
Good day, Rav. Worldly. My name is Guido from Latvia. Our group is part of the warm family of Latvia and inseparable part of Europe. I wanted to say a few things about dissemination in our country and in our group. As I said, our group has more than 20 active men and women. A big part of the group is in the city Riga. But some friends are in different cities, very strong and active friends in our mutual business. As in the whole world, the virus struck hard and gave us very interesting opportunities we never had before for dissemination. Our friends were engaged in different forms of dissemination, angle of arts and designing. There are different teams, content teams that organize the subtitles, the team that disseminates these clips. And on Facebook, etc., we translate the webinar every Sunday, and we organize it in the right format, and then we disseminate it. We wanted to say a few words about the great women in our country that organize our websites and translate every day. Every day. They translate from Rav's blog and other sources. They disseminate it in our website pages. In the Latvian language, we have Rav's blog being published. And the next slide you're going to see is CAB Academy. It's part of the European CAB Academy. We're very active. We translate all the materials from that website. And now you can see, this is Rav's blog in the Latvian language. Our women translate every day and they try to publish an article from the blog every day. Let's move on. This is the CAB Academy again. We're very active in this project. We translate articles. We try to publish the most relevant, the most actual information. We also take part in Russian-speaking projects in Mac Online and projects that are related to our message without the word Kabbalah. And in Russian and in English. That's all to make things short. Thank you very much, everyone. Let's go over the schedule. At 10 a.m. we're starting live broadcast. Dr. Lightman with Simeon Vinoku until 10:45, then 10:45 until 11:15, Rav with Gilad Shadmon live. You're all invited to watch us on Facebook. At 1:30, our friends will have a noon lesson, and at 6 o'clock, an evening lesson live with Rav.
Okay, dear friends, we see all over the world, in Europe, in Israel, we see a significant decline in the infection. We're going back to some normalcy, but we continue to maintain social distancing. We have to keep 6 feet. We have to put on masks in public spaces, also at work. We have to look after one another, not to transmit the disease. And if we continue, we will see good results. Still in Russia and in America, everything is, the epidemic is still peaking. Many, many people are sick. So we have to do what can protect everyone. So good day. And let's connect in the hearts.
רוצים לחבר את המחשבות למחשבה